Paul, it's good to see you. It's day one. It's an exciting day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were meant to be here obviously this time last year, and COVID put an end to that. So we're just delighted to make it. Yes, we've got a lot of protocols and restrictions in place, but nonetheless, we're delighted that we're up and running.
Yeah, and day one is a big day. We've got a lot of famous people about here, so we have a lot of top quality golfers as well, and it's going to be a very, very interesting afternoon, sort of.
Yeah, we've got a lot of recognised names from a professional point of view that people will know, and obviously lots of celebrities. Today is a celebrity pro-am. The Stacia Tour now have got a new, the Legends Tour as it's called, has got a new initiative going on with celebrities playing in the pro-ams and mixing up celebrities, businessmen and professional golfers all together, and that's what we got today. We got some big names from the world of sport in particular, and also entertainment, and of course, how could you have anything in Donegal without Daniel O'Donnell? Yeah. So we got the great Daniel coming here too.
Were you a Liverpool fan, were you?
No, I'm a West Ham fan.
Yeah. There's enough Liverpool men around here today.
Oh, everywhere I look, Liverpool. Alan Hansen is here and Ronnie Whelan is here. Robbie Fowler is here. I'm seeing lots of Liverpool everywhere. But I'm West Ham. Yeah. Trevor Brooking is my hero.
Right. And they're all good golfers then, boys.
They're all very good golfers and they're all very keen. Mm. And great company too. Niall Quinn is here as well. Yeah. And, you know, you meet a lot of them over the years in various ways and roles, and I can honestly say every one of them is a pleasure to be around, and so humble of all the success that they've had, and great company and great crack and great stories. You know, the Irish lads, particularly the Jack Charlton stories, Niall Quinn will have you in fits of laughter telling you some of the stories that they got up to with Jack and the success that they had. So you love hearing that, the Irish folklore stories. They're going to grow, you know, like most stories do in time, they're going to grow.
Yeah. Listen, this event has been built around the Ryder Cup, which is on the way from Adair Manor in a number of years' time, but you've got some fantastic names here. Obviously you are a winning Ryder Cup captain. Thomas Bjorn is here, Ian Woosnam, Paul Lawrie, the list goes on. Ryder Cup men, number ones, major winners. And given the restrictions that you talked about at the start, it's fantastic that these people have committed to come here, Paul.
Oh, absolutely. It's tremendous to make it. And we all know it's difficult to get to Donegal. You know, it's difficult to get to the top left-hand corner here. You know, there's no two ways around it. You know, you've got to go to, you know, internationally, you've got to go into Belfast or into Dublin. So it's great that they've made that effort. Mark James, another ex-Ryder Cup captain as well, who's here. And as I say, a lot of recognised names. And we're very very proud to have them and welcome to have them. And a big GA man here as well too. And Jim Gavin, he'll be popular this week with people looking for an opinion on who's going to win the All-Ireland. So it's a mixture of everything and all kinds of people. And as I say, we're delighted to have them. And I'm delighted personally to be promoting Donegal on the international stage.
Have you got over the disappointment of Saturday yet, losing to Mayo?
Oh, yeah. Well, you say I'm a bit of a Donegal man too, I remember. There's a big debate in my family. My brother is squarely in the Dublin camp, but I'm probably hedging a bit more towards Donegal than the Dubs.
Listen, you mentioned showcasing Donegal and how fantastic an area this is for golf. You played Port Nguyen Monday, new course down there as well. What was that experience like?
Tremendous. Yeah, I know Liam McDevitt very well from my times in America. I've met him over the years. Lovely man, superman. Great to see what he's doing for the local community there. And, you know, the millions and millions of dollars that he's invested into that golf course. You know, for people who mightn't recognize or know it, in the world of golf around the world at the moment, probably the best two designers, and an artist, if you want to compare it to artists at the moment, the hottest two artists at the moment, creative artists in terms of golf design, are Ben Crenshaw and a fella called Gil Hance. And Gil Hance's trajectory, career path, has really escalated in the last 4 or 5 years since he did Port Nguyen. So you go to any golf course or anybody who plays golf in America and say, oh, I'm going to play a Gil Hance course in a place called Donegal. They say, oh, really, Gil Hance? I must go and play that. That's how big his name is. And the fact that he's come here and done a golf course in Donegal can only be great. Just like Tom Doak has done St. Patrick's up the road here. So all those kind of things are building Donegal as a golfing destination.
Yeah. And in relation to what you will be playing over the weekend here, the Tom Morris course. I know you really like the back nine down through the valley. Listen, that's another top drawer course, so it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Particularly that nine holes. I mean, you know, the history of those nine holes. It would grace an Open Championship. It's that good. The condition here, Chris has done an amazing job with the conditioning, and everybody is loving it, and all the players who've played the best links courses and Open Championships around the world, and Paul Lawrie, who's here, who was a former Open champion, you know, said, you know, they're all just loving that back nine in particular. And it's going to be a great finish with two par fives in the last three holes. So fingers crossed for the weather. That's our biggest worry at this stage. Everything else is in place. So weather has been a little bit in and out, and that's unfortunate. But however, we got to deal with it.
You got to deal with just whatever card is presented. You just have to go with it. In relation to that back nine, a couple of the guys said to me this morning, 13 and 14 are the big holes, the exciting holes. Is that correct?
Well, 13 particularly, you know, I think that's as good a hole as you see anywhere. They all are. I mean, they've all got such character. Mm. You know, that's what I love about them. And then that last hole, which used to be the 10th, which is now, and of course, it's the 9th, and now it's the 18th. It's changed number. But that one right up to the clubhouse is going to be a great finishing hole, a par 5. So I think we've got a great canvas here to have a great tournament, a great field to have a great tournament, and lots of celebrities and business people here from around the world, and some very, very successful business people. So there's a great melting pot of people here, and hopefully, you know, we can showcase Donegal and all have a bit of fun doing it.
Yeah. What's the competition going to be like from Friday to Sunday?
Oh, it's tough. Don't underestimate these guys. They can still play, you know. Ian Woosnam is here, and I'll tell you what, he can hit the ball, you know, still unbelievably well. Just look at his ball flight and how he hits it. And, you know, Thomas Bjorn as well, too, another ex-Ryder Cup captain, again, super player, just turned 50. So, you know, these guys can really play. And I'm expecting a winning score, depending on the weather, of course, but, you know, somewhere between 7 under and 10 under par for three rounds. That's kind of what we're aiming for. You know, we're not aiming to be the most difficult tournament here. We are going to move a few tee boxes up depending on the weather conditions. And all in all, it should be a really good test for these players. Well, I know it's going to be a great test for the players, and it's a question of who's going to come out on top.
What sort of test is it going to be for you?
Oh, God. I mean, I realise now, having spent the last 3 days kind of welcoming people and hosting, why I didn't play when I hosted the Irish Open a few years ago down in Lahinch. It's you know, it's a full-time job just holding people and making sure everybody have what they need. And that means a lot. I know myself, when I used to go to a tournament and somebody would be hosting, that the fact that they would go out of their way to welcome you and, you know, say anything you need, and, you know, just something like that. It means a lot as a player. And so that's what I've tried to do. So my golf is not great, to be honest. It's all right, and I'll battle and I'll fight and I'll compete. But I don't know if there's enough quality there for me to be at the top of that leaderboard.
You never know. This rain could play into your hands, so it could, Paul. The likes of Thomas LeVay, I'm just looking. Thomas LeVay, Paul Lawrie, Mauricio Molina and Brendan McGovern were all top 10 in the last event in Thornbury. They have a bit of practice done coming here, so they do.
Yeah, Thornbury was a links-style course as well, too. You know, so, you know, it's not too dissimilar conditions to what we have here. We also had some squally showers over there in Formby, so they're used to the weather as well. You know, Molina has travelled a long way to be here. For one, a few of the Argentinians are here as well. They've come a long way to be here. I see Michael Long from New Zealand has come all the way to be here. So we do have an international aspect here. And it's one of the reasons why we've had to have such strict protocols around this event, is the fact that it is an international field, an international event. So the government, as a result, are treating it very differently than they would have, say, Croke Park at the weekend, where you had, you know, whatever, 20,000-30,000 people at the game. They see this as an international event, so as a result, the restrictions are a lot tighter.
And it's a bit of a dry run for next year, is that correct? You hope to have it back here.
You use the term dry run. I hope you're right. It is dry. Yeah. But yes, we're going to go to a completely different level next year on this COVID-dependent and restrictions-dependent. You know, I really want to do something similar, obviously not on the scale, but something similar to what we did down in Lahinch, which is create a festival and then put golf in the middle of it. And I think here, with the proximity to Downing's down the road, with the quality of the hotel we have here in Rosapenna, and, you know, put on music in the evening times, you know, have street vendors, have the crack going on, having one-way system, pedestrian only, you know, and thousands of people. That's the plan. That's what we did in Lahinch. That's what we had planned here. I'd been here a number of times before before COVID hit. I'd been visiting Rosapenna with the county council, who've been brilliant, by the way, absolutely fabulous in the support of everything we're doing here. But of course, now COVID has hit, we've had to scale everything back to the bare bones this week. But it's a bit of a trial run. I hope it's a dry run. I hope you're right.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Paul, I know you've got a busy weekend ahead of you. Many thanks for joining us, and we wish you every bit of luck with the Irish Legends this weekend here, the wonderful Rosapenna.
It's a pleasure to be here. Hopefully we can do the place justice, and it's a place that warms my heart every time I drive over that border and come in here. It really is something special. And whether good or whether not, we're going to have a great time and make the most of it.
Good stuff. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.